Today's show is brought to you by Bogart Extractors, an industry leader in hydrocarbon extraction. Over the last decade, Bogart has implemented many new technologies which have helped to revolutionize the way hydrocarbon extractions are performed. Each unit is made with sanitary stainless steel and is built and tested right here in the USA. Their certified system for use in licensed facility meet all NFPA and ASME standards and undergo peer reviewed by third-party engineers to ensure facilities and its employees can operate safely. Beyond simply making a functional extractor, Bogart has many additional features which make extraction faster and more cost-effective compared to other manufacturers. These features include hydrocarbon failing films to supercharge evaporation rates, heavy-duty explosion-proof pumps for flammable liquids and vapors, industrial chillers capable of maintaining large tanks of solvent at temperatures below 60 Celsius. They also offer extensive tech support and consultation services. So whether you need to set up an extraction lab from scratch or you just need some replacement gaskets, give them a call at 855-553-3887 or check out their website at www.bogart.com.
Welcome to The Hemp Show, the show that gives you access to the world of wholesale hemp, from raw materials to finished goods and everything in between. I'm your host, Mark Restelli. Hello and welcome to the March 2nd Hemp Show powered by CanTrade. My name is Mark Restelli. I'm the CEO of CanTrade and the host of The Hemp Show. Next up on The Hemp Show, I'd like to welcome Roland Cordova, the founder and president of You Grow Rentals. Roland is the epitome of the entrepreneur. He realized at a very young age that being told what to do meant he was on the wrong side of the conversation. At this young stage, he got his introduction into business by selling imported tools out of the trunk of his car, driving through all major metropolitan areas in California and even into Washington State. He would sell these various tools to independent mechanics and small businesses that use the tools he specialized in. Since then, he's started several businesses. Each has been marked with success. One of his companies was so successful that it attracted Los Angeles media outlet KTLA, who aired his story on its featured series, Making It, Minority Success Stories, hosted by Larry McCormick. Roland includes a summary of his portfolio companies, all of which were incubated from scratch with no outside funding. I'm not going to read the entire summary. I am very eager to get into this conversation, but what I'll do is I'll go ahead and include the summary in the show notes if anybody would like to check that out. Thank you very much for joining us today, Roland, and welcome to The Hemp Show.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Awesome. Awesome. So let's dive into You Grow. Obviously we've chatted previously and I love what you're doing with You Grow. So I suggest we just start with scratch. What got you into You Grow? What does You Grow do and where is You Grow going?
Okay. Well, what we are mostly excited about really getting into is the medicinal aspects of 800 strains of cannabis. We realize that most cultivators are all growing a product that they can sell quickly and get their money back. We wanted to find out through small batches what all of these strains and formulations, what put together would do for medicinal aspects. So we created You Grow Rentals, which are facilities that lease 10 by 10 rooms in California, larger in other states, that a state licensed patient can grow their own cannabis, but away from their home at arm's length. You know, Mark, I've tried to grow the stuff and it's not an easy thing to do. And it's very time consuming. It's smelly. It's got a lot of fire hazards. It's got theft. It's always on your mind.
I just thought yummy when you said it's very smelly. I thought yummy.
To those of us that can appreciate that scent.
Certain people, yes. Again, my wife hates the smell of cannabis. She thinks it always smells like a skunk.
I have to agree, but I love that smell. But either way, So we created UGrow Rental to give state licensed patients an opportunity to grow organically, to make it as inexpensive as possible, but more importantly, strain specific. We want them to grow the right medicine for the disorder that they're dealing with. And so, but they get to be involved with it also. Our app allows a patient, all of our employees are veterans. They've gone through training, which you will soon discuss with Will, who's a Navy SEAL. He's the president of the training facilities that supply all of our employees. And they can, on our app, press a few buttons, a camera comes on in their grow room. They get to see when the lights are on, how their crop is progressing. They get to stay in contact with the grower to see at what stage, when it's going to be cultivated. And we're actually growing 12 plants, six going into veg, and then six, as soon as they're cultivated, are six more are going right into flower. So there's constantly, every couple of months, a new crop coming up. Everything is extracted. We do not deliver or have them come up and pick up a big bunch of bags of flower. It's all extracted so that they can use it for whatever use they want. But what we found out was that there's a huge opportunity in giving people the option and the knowledge so that if they do want to grow at home, they're going to know how to do it prior to trying. So, you know, I don't know if you've ever had any experience with growing, but you go through a few crops in order to get it to where it's correct when you're dealing with gases, you're dealing with humidity, air conditioning, the watering, the leafing, everything. People don't want to do that. And so we are strictly medicinal. We do not deal in the recreational space. We believe there's going to be enough players in that particular field. But we are kind of looking for the craft industry. We're looking for those people like you've had on, which I still don't think Drew has 30 years experience because he doesn't even look 30 years old. But the reality
he started young.
I guess so. But, you know, the reality is like I just got a text from a veteran just a couple of days ago that living out of his car, you know, but his dream has been a THC hot sauce. Now, I've thought of many things, but that's not one of them. But I just know that have the opportunity to grow and have their own kind of like the tinkerers in the garage, that there's going to be some incredible products. And like all the people on your show, these are the pioneers. These are the guys that started small, just like every other huge company, but they were persistent. They knew what they had. They were passionate. And they brought it to fruition, man. So those are the type of people we want to attract. We want those tinkerers because we know that we're in its baby stage. So we know that the opportunities are going to be huge. And so that's why we're excited about it. And being able to figure out what are those combinations, what are those blendings that make a perfect medicine for a perfect disorder that people are dealing with, that's crushing their lives, that they're on strong pharmaceutical drugs, have no other option, and are kind of knowing that it's killing them inside. We want to offer an option to help them through that.
The O-Cannabis Conference and Expo returns to Toronto June 1st through the 3rd, and there are still good booth locations available. This exciting event is free for cannabis retailers and will feature Tommy Chung receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award at the O-Cannabis Industry Awards. For more information about exhibiting or to register to attend, go to ocannabis.com. That's OCANNABIZ.com.
So quick comment on the growing and how that's tough. First time I ever grew plants in my garage, everything turned out perfect. Every time after that, never got it right. Something always went wrong. So I was like one out of like 20 that it worked out well. And the first time I did it, I was like, wow, this is easy. And then every other time, spider mites, mold, lights going off, plant burning the plants. But I just want to comment on that real quick. And then, so question here. I want to dive in more about how this works specifically. So my understanding is that if I am interested in connecting with UGrow Rentals, I would then rent a unit, and then your expert growers would grow within that unit whatever I would like to be grown as far as the strains or for a specific purpose or medicine or product. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. So we have a complete list of all the different strains and their medicinal benefits. They will pick which strains that they want. They will contact us, obviously, first, tell us a little bit about themselves, what they're trying to do. We realized that we didn't want a lot of people walking through a UGrow facility. You know, unfortunately, people carry a lot of pests, bacteria. There can be problems with, you know, them destroying other people's crops. We don't know what. People are very creative when it comes to that. So we needed to be hands off. If they're a patient, they can watch their cultivation. They can watch and deal with their master grower. But we're not going to have hundreds of people. Each one of our facilities has 1,000 10 by 10 rooms that can be formulated according to whether you're a caregiver or an individual patient, because you can grow more if you're a caregiver. But we just realized we need to be sealed off to make sure that everybody's crop is protected. Another big problem that we had, obviously, was where are you going to find employees? Where? Because unfortunately, the cannabis industry, when you're dealing with master growers, we had over 50 of them. Mm-hmm. We're going to pay $120,000 a year. All of them had federal problems. We couldn't get a background check. So we realized that if we're doing a national organization, we're going to be in every state that's approved for medicinal cannabis, that we got to create our own master growers. We needed them trained. We needed clean background. We needed loyalty. We didn't want scammers. You know, in that culture of growers, unfortunately, you know, they're scammers. I mean, there's a lot of problems with them being honest.
It's there's in the culture, you know? The culture of the space, being around and being new. You know, a lot of people get they get bright eyed. They, you know, they get dollar signs in their eyes, and sometimes there's a lot of scammers. I mean, it's just
that's right.
The nature of the industry. But you gotta do your due diligence.
And I'm sure it was the same in Prohibition. I'm sure it was the same, but that's why we found that the perfect group or demographic of people that should be offered this opportunity, which we all know our veterans are killing each other, killing themselves at 22 a day. They're homeless, they're alcoholics, they're addicted to drugs because of the VA. They don't even get their funds if they don't take the medicine. So they're stuck. And so we said, what a perfect group of people to be able to introduce into this space, train them. But what good is training them if there's not a job? So perfect, we can go ahead and train them, bring them into UGrow, get their hands-on experience, and then kind of just see where they want to go. Because to be honest, Mark, a lot of people don't want to grow for the rest of their life. It's a pain in the ass, you know, fun to try, but some people like being alone, like tinkering and gardening. There is medicinal added aspects to that. So, but the main thing was we had to get our employees handled. We were actually bringing UGrow in March 9th of last year. I was in a PR office ready to get our public relations going. We're going to do a $100,000 campaign. I come out of the meeting. Stock market just dropped 2,000 points. The Saudis are fighting the Russians. And from that day on, Mark, every single day got worse and worse and worse to today.
Yeah.
You know, so it hasn't been easy, but we've been able to work with Will, who the man is brilliant. He was an instructor in the Navy SEALs. He knows this world. He knows the damage that goes through these guys. And he had the passion to say, hell yeah, man, let's train these guys. It's perfect for them. So I was able to work with him to build Veterans Cannabis. Both of these corporations are social purpose. They are all about helping people in this new particular medicine. And we're so excited to get this thing going.
Right, right. So let's do this. I'm going to wrap up this segment because our 15 minutes is done, but you hold tight because we're bringing in Will next. So we'll get you guys awesome. Both on here.
Can I say one last thing?
Sure.
I just want to make sure I make a point of this. If anybody that is listening to your show wants, I have a 5-acre lot in Southern California, permitted electricity, water, wind turbines. If anybody wants to grow hemp, I will put this property up. If they can find a way to use the hemp, have them notify me because I've got everything. It's totally enclosed. But if they want a local supply of hemp and they want to grow a particular type, I've got it ready to go. Just so you know.
So let me wrap this one up real quick. If you're interested in connecting with Roland and YouGrow Rentals, please add them to your network on CanTrade. We've also included a link to the YouGrowChange.org petition. So if you'd like to support Roland on this mission, you can go ahead and find that link in the CanTrade feed, in the podcast and YouTube show notes. Once again, thank you for being here, Roland. And we're going to roll this one over. So hold tight.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hi, I'm Gary, and I invite you to discover the Cannabis Podcast, a bi-weekly podcast focused on a Canadian's cannabis culture. I would be the Canadian, and my cannabis passion and culture has been building for 5 decades. I share that passion for this wonderful plant in every episode, through conversations with cannabis advocates and enthusiasts, stories about the ever-changing legal environment, and some hands-on testing of product in a segment I call Cultivar Corner. The Cannabis Podcast, a Canadian's cannabis culture, one toke at a time.